everybody.
Gracious good morning, my friend.
Yes, don't indeed. Hurt yourself getting up from the floor there.
I couldn't help myself there. I got carried away.
What'd you find as a quote?
I did. You want it now?
Yeah, it would be the time.
Okay. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail.
That's gutsy.
Ralph Waldo.
That's Emerson. Found his lake, right?
Emerson. I think so, yeah. Oh, look, oh, look, a lake.
No trail.
Brush my footprints behind me so nobody will follow me.
Oh, why is, and I'll use the phrase leadership loosely, or title. Why is leadership so rare?
Leadership, as far as I'm concerned, is a combination of skill and inherited pizzazz, genetic interest, energy, courage, curiosity, willingness to stand up and be counted, take the path less traveled, not be concerned about being different.
But even with all of that, you still have to be a risk embracer.
I just said that.
I know.
Well,
you used your words, not my words.
Oh, okay. You're throwing,
I'm trying to simplify
you're
things.
You're throwing the extra words in here for the, yeah, no, you're quite right.
Simple phrase.
A risk embracer, enhancer.
But aren't most people risk avoiders?
Yeah. I was watching a YouTube video last night about a teacher who gave his class a test. And he handed all the papers, put them face down on their desk, and then said, okay, everybody, all at once, turn the papers over. And everybody turned the papers over. And there on that piece of paper was a black dot. And the teacher said, write about what you see. And he gave him X minutes, and then he got them all in and looked at them. And everybody wrote about the black dot, how big it was, whether it was a pencil dot or a ballpoint dot or a graphite dot or a really black dot or a gray dot or how big it was and was it off-center, was it really on-center? Nobody, as he told them, wrote about the white paper. Nobody wrote about what was there in the white paper, only the little black dot. So they got distracted in terms of write about what you see. They got distracted by this thing, figure ground, this figure, the black dot that stood out from the ground. Nobody wrote about the background. And then he went on to say, that's pretty similar in how we often live our daily lives. We focus on this ache or this pain or this or that difficulty problem or whatever. But we don't think about the background white paper. We have our health, we have good relationships, or mixed relationships, but we don't, quote, count our blessings, unquote. My dad didn't say too much, but he would say a few things. And one of the things he said was, I cried because I had no shoes, and then I met a man who had no feet. And it's the perspective, aside from Dad being an old curmudgeonly cynic, the perspective is important.
KINS, News and Information Time is 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Different than Shameless.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby.
We certainly are.
Perspective is an interesting concept, I think, for folks. Whether you
Think of an ice, an old horse-drawn ice cart, ice truck, and all the horse-drawn delivery vehicles in the big cities, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, they all had blinders on. And the blinders were to keep them, because the horses got eyes inside of their head for predators, and so they got huge side vision, and the blinders kept them from being distracted by relevant or irrelevant motion from the side, and all they could see is straight ahead. So lots of people do the same thing. They have their emotional, psychological blinders on. They don't pay attention to what's on around them. All they do is look at the black dot. Well, if you're delivering ice or milk in a big city, that may be useful. But not if you're married, raising children, want to have a happy relationship.
In the Army.
In the Army. It's very important. Pay attention to that white paper. Oh.
Yeah. I thought you'd bring up your background eventually.
Oh.
Well, so is it a skill?
It's an
To look at the total picture, or is it a skill to be able to focus on one aspect?
Yes, both are true. You have to pick, figure ground, whether or not you want to pick on the black dot or pay attention to the white paper, and it has to do with the relevance of each of those things. If you're in a relationship and all you're doing is whining about the black dot all the time, your partner's going to get really pissed and really annoyed about all you do is gripe, as opposed to if you look at all the positive things that are going on. So it's important perspective to start making a list. Count your blessings and count your aches and pains. So I got my new titanium knee. And the first 4 months, I was getting over the pain and doing the physical therapy. And then I had 4 months of relative comfort and joy. And now it's acting up a little bit.
Now reality
yeah. Reality sets in. Right. And so I think, oh, okay, if it never gets any better than this, I'm home free. This is the worst that happens. Because it's still pain-free. Just a little creaky once in a while. Like me. But I'm 77. What do I expect?
Creaky or cranky?
To run like a 25-year-old? Cranky. Yeah. Crotchety, cranky, creepy, caca. So perspective is a skill and it's an acquired taste. Now, that's different than Pollyanna. Everything is wonderful. My mother died and left me a big estate, and I'm just so happy. How do you feel about your mother dying? Well, she did leave me this big estate, et cetera, et cetera. So that Pollyannas don't have perspective on their full range of feelings. They're just, everything is happy all the time, which is not true.
Well, more blinders.
Yeah, and the same thing with old grouches, who everything is just, they're going to find something wrong with everything, find fault with everything. There's always something they can point the finger at and shake and go, that's wrong, that's bad, that's terrible. No perspective. So they don't pay attention to the rest of what's going on. So blinders, people limit themselves, their emotional responses, and then their intellectual response. They don't take account of what's going on around them that's good, that's useful, the bigger picture. So it becomes a psychological habit. It's like being in a cast on your leg for the rest of your life. You're going to be limping all the time, all the time, all the time. And then you get the cast taken off, and you've been doing that for so long, you just keep limping, even with a cast off the leg.
Kind of like the elephant with the, yeah, the baby elephant.
No.
Yeah, they put something on the foot, like a shackle.
Uh-huh.
Stake it.
Yeah.
Okay, tries to pull, stake doesn't move.
Doesn't, yeah.
Okay. Bigger elephant.
Bigger
same
stake.
Same shackle, yeah. Same stake.
Yeah.
Think he'd rip it up and move mountains.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't think he can.
But doesn't think he can.
So it doesn't
do it.
Yeah, because he tried it once. And
tried it once, tried it several times, struggle, can't do it. Bigger, 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 same.
Yeah. And it's not a stupid animal.
Animal, that's right.
But
that's a good example of scripting and how we will make decisions in our childhood and not test them again. So you'll keep looking at the black dot instead of the paper.
So how myopic is it for me to get...
Terrible.
Torqued.
Torqued?
People say, take care.
Well.
I mean, to me, it's like, take risk. But
I know.
And right. I know it's sort of a throwaway, but.
But you can
you've
also.
You've talked about in the past, the words that are said are the words that are said.
If you get torqued and you're feeling a little.
You know.
I know. If you get torqued and you're feeling a little.
Just like, that's.
Irritated about. All you have to do is go back and say, bless your heart. That's all you have to do. Just say, bless your heart. You know, do it their way for crying out loud.
I was trying to find a modifying word. It didn't work.
Not on the air?
Well, no, it just, when I hear that, I hear safe.
Be safe.
Be safe. Well, don't risk.
Oh, no. No, that doesn't mean...
Because most of the people who will say that...
Doesn't mean...
Tend to be people who are that.
That's possible.
And it's just kind of an interesting...
So you're projecting onto them that that's what they mean.
Or I'm listening to the words that they're saying and suggesting
and
that
interpreting
that's...
it your way. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so be safe doesn't mean no risk. See, there's calculated risk. When I jumped out of a perfectly good airplane with nothing but an Army surplus silk rag on my back, I had taken 6 hours of ground school. So I knew...
You knew what to do.
I knew what to do, right. Yeah. That's calculated risk. So I was safe because I had trained. So risk, be safe doesn't mean no risk. If you're a commodities trader, you have to pay attention to weather.
And time. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, the concept of perspective when it comes to relationships, whether they're business relationships or whether they're, well, I guess interpersonal relationships are also business relationships.
Oh, yeah.
They're just a flavor of.
It's right. The principles of integrity and performance apply everywhere.
But looking to the white rather than the black dot on our sheet of paper, do the good ones, quote unquote, and whether it's successful, pleasant, whatever you want to define that as.
Well, keep the
look at the white.
You build on the foundation, which is the gifts that you have, and you build on that. That's fine, but you still got to sweep the foundation from time to time, which means you got to focus on what you have and support it and buff it up and clean it and polish it. And then you can go on to standing on that foundation and build more, right? But some people forget that. And what they do is they take each other for granted. And that's the start of the deterioration, is taking each other for granted. A lot of people that I see don't have pet names for each other. Sweetheart, darling,
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
That was George Carlin's.
Boob chick, yeah. Etc. They don't have pet names for each other. And they get all bent out of shape when I suggest that they start some sweet talk. And they go, why would I do that?
Guys and gals?
Both of them. Yeah, okay. They don't have clue one. Well, it's her job. Really. It's her job to do all these nice things for you without a word of praise or the odd present from time to time, or, here, honey, I brung you a flower. So that's a experience that a lot of people never had as a child, and that is getting thanks and gratitude for doing, quote, what you're supposed to do, close quote. So with families, I ask the dad, do your children ever say, Dad, thanks for bringing home the bacon. Thanks for making money. Thanks for going to work every day and working hard and helping support the family. And the kids' eyes kind of go, what? Their eyes roll and cage in their head. And the people don't thank each other for doing what they, quote, supposed to do, what their role is or what they've chosen to do, right? So Lucy taught for 35 years. And during the early part of our marriage, she basically supported the Humboldt Family Service Center and me because we lived on her salary. Because the family center was starting, we weren't doing all that great. So we lived on her salary. So I thank her with some regularity for all the things that she does, that she could, should, would, might do on a regular basis. As I left the house this morning, she started the laundry. Well, that may sound mundane to a lot of people, but it's not. because she's involved in taking care of business. So I thank her for stuff. She thanks me for stuff. And we have a nice foundation that we sweep from time to time. And every once in a while, I have to find myself down on my knees in a fit of gratitude. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to do that. You know, let me polish this spot for you here. But that happens to everybody. But generally speaking, you pay attention to the white. Keep the white clean. The little black dots come and go.
So for someone who comes from a background that doesn't, you know, you said that the concept was very foreign. Does their show crack?
Well, what happens is if they don't have that background, that means they are well defended against any kind of softness, soft feelings. So when I suggest that the kids say, "Dad, thank you for," one guy, when I told the kids that that would be a good thing to say, and they did it, they were like 8 and 10. One guy, and this is in 50 years, one guy started to cry because nobody had ever appreciated that he was a good, solid, stable, 9-to-5 breadwinner who went to every soccer game and every,
so really tapped
every
into
school
his core.
Recital. Really got him right there, right. Finally, somebody was saying, thank you for that part of yourself. And it's not just, I love you, Dad, here's a tie for Christmas. Which is, okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we hope it's not tied as a noose.
Yeah, right.
Different issue, yeah.
But all of a sudden, they were thanking him for something he did every day, like clockwork.
It's a routine.
Which is a good thing, yeah. Yeah. Responsible, worked with integrity and reliability.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We'll shift dogs in midstream when we come back.
Woof.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, as we've been talking about perspective for the program, this fellow that decided he was going to shoot the TV folks earlier this week, 23-page manifesto.
Paranoid as hell.
Yeah. How does...
Here's the problem with
how's
that.
How's he lost perspective on being fired and holding rage for that length of time
He lost perspective years ago. This is all paranoid fixation and ideation, and he's looking at life through a toilet paper tube. He has no perspective of what's going on around him. This is all craziness. And the problem with that stuff is you can get people to diagnose it correctly, lay people. Remember the army major psychiatrist who killed a bunch of people? Okay. His peers knew that he was nutso, but they couldn't do much about it because of political correctness, because he was Muslim. And so they couldn't wrestle him to the ground, or they couldn't refer him, or they couldn't get around and do an intervention. All he had to do was cry political correctness, right? So this is a problem with people who go crazy like that, is they're not stupid. But they're not in the development phase. They're not doing anything that can cause them to get arrested. Well, what other social controls are there? Well, there's the other social control is commitment. Around here, it's 5150, danger of self or others. There's nothing dangerous that he's doing to himself or others. He's not ranting and raving. He's not going crazy on the sidewalk. It's just all in his head. It's all ideational. It is not illegal to buy a gun or two or three or five. It's not illegal to have 1,000 rounds of ammunition. So there's no hold, right? So those kinds of things are going to be with us, as far as I know, forever, unless you develop a police state that goes, if you step out of line, you're going to the mental health lockup for a while. Where would you and I be if
all we would have low numbers on our chest.
All your neighbor has to do is, that Brian, let me tell you, he's a crazy kind of guy. And then they come in the wagon and pick you up and throw you in a white jacket. And
yeah, the innuendos are enough to take
yeah,
you
yeah, right. It's like I had a 14-year-old girl accuse her father of incest, stepfather. And once you're accused and you get in the system with Child Protective Services, you're screwed because you're in the system. 6 months later, she recanted and said, I was really angry at him, man, and so I said that because I was really, really angry. And then once she does that and she gets in the system, now she's got a lie to cover herself, then a lie to cover the lie, and finally the house of cards falls apart. But for 6 months, this guy is accused of molesting his stepdaughter. He's got to go to work. He's got to make appearances in court. He's got to talk to his neighbors. It's ruined. So
that doesn't go away.
That doesn't go away. Yeah. Not for long, 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 long time.
Well, eventually you do die. Thanks for coming by, Lou.
You bet.
We've been Talking Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you tomorrow morning.